Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Father God, we come on this morning with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, Father God, with an attitude and gratitude. We come on this morning, Father God, embracing the gifts of a brand new day. We come on this morning to say thank you for watching over us, Father, as we slept and we slumbered. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your holy and your righteous name. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we come confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God. Thanking you for your love, your grace, your mercies, your provisions, your blessings, your protections, your spirit, your power, your word. Thank you, Father God, for the body of Christ. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you are our Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing prayer, answering prayer. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for health and strength. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we woke up this morning with a roof over our heads. We thank you for our provisions, Father God. Food on the cupboards, Father God, clothes in the closets, Father God, the accessories and amenities that we enjoy, Father God, we thank you for what we have and what we're going to have. Father God, we thank you for our family, Father, we thank you for friends, we thank you for resources, we thank you for our income, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our church family, we thank you for our natural family, Father God. Father God, we come on this morning to say thank you for what you've already done, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and those things that you're doing even right now, those things yet to be revealed, Father God. We bless you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we come to say thank you, Father God, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. We say thank you for the blood. We say thank you for the power of the blood. We say thank you for your redemption, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You're great and you're mighty. You're mighty and you're great. Hallelujah. And we bless you and we magnify you even right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We want to say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We want to say thank you for the new converts, Father God. Hallelujah. To all those who are saved, all the backsliders who come back, those, Father God, who refuse to quit, Father God, still working and marching forward in your army, Father God. We want to say thank you even right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the United States of America, Father God. In the name of Jesus, how people all over the world, Father God, are literally dying and fighting to come into our country that we take for granted. Father God, we say thank you for this country, Father God. God bless America. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Blog Talk Radio, Father God. Hallelujah. We say thank you for this platform that we can come, Father God, to declare your name and your glory. Father God, we ask that you would help them to work out the kinks, Father God, in their system, Father God, that they might continue to perfect that, Father God, so when people come on, Father God, there'll be no complications, Father God, in the communications that is going forth across the airwaves, straight through Satan's kingdom, Father God, around the globe. And we say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will not return unto your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we bless you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, according to your love, according to your grace, and according to your mercies, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we love you so much. But Father God, we're only able to love you and to know you and to fall in love with you because you first loved us. So we say thank you for your love towards us, Father God, in every situation. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So Father God, hallelujah, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Good morning, visitors. Good morning, good morning. La-di-da-di, everybody under the sound of my voice on this morning, we greet you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, a place where we come to lift up Jesus a little bit higher, higher, and higher. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your coach and your kingdom coach on today. Amen. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen and amen. We embrace the gifts of this day and look forward to this week. Amen. We pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend. That whatever you did this weekend, amen, we pray. Amen, that Jesus Christ, amen, was on your mind. Amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, glory be to God. Well, we pray it will not be your last. Amen. This is a platform where we meet every morning, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then we are back on Sunday. So we meet here 7 days a week. Amen. We don't get a break. Amen. And guess what? We ain't really looking for no break either. We are not looking for one. Every day that we get an opportunity to serve the Lord is a privilege and it is a pleasure. Amen. Because it didn't have to be. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know that there will be a time where it will be no more, amen, on this end of the spectrum. But we won't need it because we're going to be with him face to face. And that is going to be for eternity. Now, that is a life worth living, that there will be no expiration date when we get to see our Father face to face, amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus. So please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back and keep on coming back. And we'll be here for as long as the Lord tell us to be here. And we pray that this platform will go on for perpetually. This is what we pray. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As it evolves and it evolves and it evolves. Amen. And it just keep on keeping on that regardless of what else we do, amen, we know God has called us to this, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord that God has not changed his mind, amen. There's been some other endeavors, amen, glory be to God, that we, amen, glory be to God, started, amen, hallelujah, and didn't quite finish. That's because it wasn't God in the first place, amen. It was a good idea, but it wasn't a God idea. But we know that this platform here for sure, amen, glory be to God, is, amen, a God idea, amen, hallelujah, birthed out of the womb of God. And so we are just so happy, amen, that he has placed us in this part of the vineyard, amen, to declare his glory in all of the earth. All right, so we have a new week here, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, and we just want to thank God for it, amen. We want to thank God. We want to thank God for rest. Isn't it beautiful? Amen, beloved. Amen. When we can take one day a week, amen, and just use that as a pure Sabbath day, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it has to be the Lord because, you know, we wouldn't do it in our own strength because we're trying to do so much. Amen. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will help us and give us a day of rest. And I know when it happens for me, I am very, very, very grateful. Be it a Saturday, a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday, whatever day it is. Amen. Hallelujah. One day of rest. Amen. And that's what the Lord has commanded. 6 days for us to do our business. 6 days. Amen. Glory be to God as God leads us. Amen. But he, one day, Amen. Why? Because he know the body needs to rest. The mind needs to rest. Amen. Hallelujah. We are rejuvenated in that rest. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. And we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You are fully rested. Amen. And ready to embrace. Amen. The gifts of this day. Amen. And what this week, amen, will bring. But let's forget about the week. Amen. Because the week is not promised to us. Matter of fact, even the day is not promised unto us, not the full day, but we're here right now. So let us just take one step at a time as we continue to go forward as long as far as the Spirit, amen, will lead us to go. Amen and amen. Want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter, Philippians chapter number four. I want to read a couple verses in your hearing. Amen. Philippians chapter number four, and I'm going to begin reading in in verse number four, and it reads like this. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. That's our lesson for today, but I want to read verse 8 and verse 9 because it's just so lovely. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to, amen, take our teaching this morning. Amen. From verse number 7. And it reads, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. We've titled it, amen, the word guards. The word will guard. Guards. G-U-A-R-D-S. Amen. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. Beloved, are you tired of letting the devil get you all stirred up? He has a way sometimes of just coming in, glory be to God, and just stirring up, glory be to God, and getting us all in anxiety and in drama and fear, glory be to God, just all stirred up. Sometimes we're not even sure how it happened. We just know that we're there. Has it been easy for the enemy to throw you into a frenzy of panic and anxiety? Like, just real easy. Glory be to God. Everything was cool. Now you're anxious. Well, that anxiety is something. I know when I fall into anxiety, my heart starts palpitating. Glory be to God. It's like I turned into a jumping bean. Y'all remember those old jumping beans? My family has a story about me and those jumping beans. But I know when I fall into anxiety, everybody knows I'm in anxiety. I know it, and everybody else knows it. And maybe it doesn't happen continually to you, beloved. You know, maybe it's not something that happened a whole lot, but every once in a while, something happens or someone says something that pushes a button. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I know you're talking about. Because that's where some of you are this morning.
Beloved, do you feel sorry that you have allowed the devil to get to you again? When this happens to you, you find yourself in anxiety, you let somebody push the wrong button, glory be to God, and, you know, you're in all in a tizzy, glory be to God, all tight, all and angry, glory be to God. And most of the time, we know when it happens, we do feel sorry that we allow the devil that much power over us. But, beloved, if what I'm talking and sharing with you this morning, amen, sounds familiar, sounds like I'm up in your Kool-Aid, I've also come, amen, to bring you some help as we start this week out. In our scripture on this morning, beloved, amen, the Apostle Paul, and we thank God for the Apostle Paul, don't we? He writes to us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, he says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and keep your minds through Jesus Christ. Some of you need to repeat that with me this morning. Come on, come on. I know it's still early. Glory be to God. Huh? You can whisper it. You don't have to say it loud. Repeat after me. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep my heart and shall keep my mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to draw your attention to the word pass and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. This word here in the past, this word pass, amen, that Paul uses, beloved, the definition of this word is a peace so superior that it is held high above all other types of peace. Beloved, we're talking about a peace that transcends, outdoes, surpasses, excels, rises above, goes beyond, and over the top of any other kind of peace. The implication is that people may try to find peace in other places, and they do. They try to find peace in relationships, drugs, alcohol, working, work, becoming workaholics, whatever method they use. The world's looking for peace in other places. But the truth of the matter is, beloved, there is no peace like the peace of God. Somebody needs to write that down in their notebooks on this morning. There is no peace like the peace of God. Glory be to God. The peace of God completely outshines every other attempt to produce peace, causing it to stand in a category by itself. Beloved, there's absolutely nothing in the world that can compare with the peace of God. Some people try to pay for it. No, you can't buy this. Some people will empty their bank accounts with all the millions that they have up in there, cash in all their stocks and bonds, see, to buy some peace. You can't buy this peace. Oh, no, you can't buy this peace. This peace only comes from one place. Amen, and that's from God. Paul continues to tell us that this peace surpasses all understanding. This peace excels above all understanding. The word understanding, beloved, is a word for the mind. This word refers to the ability to think, to reason, to understand, and to comprehend. It also depicts the mind as the source of all human emotions. Beloved, in the Greek, the word mind represents the inner powers of a person, and thus the place from which a person rules and controls his environment and the world around him. You rule your world through your mind. As a man thinketh, so is he. You rule your environment from your mind. You see why the devil wants to attack? You see why the devil wants to steal, to kill, to destroy? You see why he wants to come against your mind? Glory be to God. But we see here that the peace of God will keep your mind, will keep your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions. But only one way. Somebody say this morning is only one way. And that way is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. It's not in your boo. No, baby. It's in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Hallelujah. This Greek word, beloved, depicts the mind as the central control center for a human being. Therefore, it was understood that the condition of the mind is what determines the condition of one's life. I'm going to give you about 10 seconds to write that down this morning. The condition of the mind determines the condition of one's life. Then Paul goes on to tell us, beloved, what this powerful peace will produce in our lives. He says that this peace, what peace? The peace of God shall keep your hearts and shall keep your mind. That word keep in the Greek, beloved, is a military term. Expresses the idea of soldiers who stood faithfully at their post at the city gates to guard and control all who went in and out of the city. They served as gate monitors, and no one entered and no one exited the city without their approval. What Brother Paul, beloved, glory be to God, uses this word keep to tell us that God's peace, if allowed to work in our lives. Now hear me, glory be to God, it ain't going to happen anyhow. If you allow God's peace to work in your life, somebody say the word of God works when you work it. If allowed to work in our lives, this is what the word of God will do. It will stand at the gates of your hearts and your minds, acting like a guard to control and monitor whatever tries to enter into your mind. Whatever tried to enter into your heart and whatever tried to enter into your emotions. And I want to bless be the name of the Lord. Because I knew that something was going on in my dream, something was going on in my life. And then when the Holy Spirit opened the eyes of my understanding to the scripture for the teaching on today, glory be to God, I was able to put two and two together. And I saw, amen, glory be to God, that the Holy Spirit was guarding what the enemy was trying to deposit in me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I saw it, but I didn't see it. I saw it, but I couldn't remember it. That's because the enemy was coming to deposit it in me, in my mind, in my heart, but the Holy Spirit was acting as a garrison. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's peace, beloved, if allowed to work in our lives, will stand at the gates of our hearts and stand at the gates of our minds. What is he doing while he's standing there? He's acting like a guard to control and to monitor everything. I said, somebody say everything. Everything that tries to enter our hearts. Everything that tries to enter our minds. And everything that tries to enter our emotions. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the devil he's not planting no seeds here. Oh, glory be. This is why it's so important to pray, beloved, even before you go to bed at night, as soon as you get up in the morning. Why? Because the devil comes to try to plant seeds while you sleep. Now, I'm not going to give you the scripture. You look it up. It's there. Huh? While you're sleeping, plant seeds. Not so. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is God. Somebody say the Holy Spirit is at God. Hallelujah. Somebody say the Holy Spirit is at God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me show you some. What time is it? Okay. I got about another 10 minutes or so if we could do this. All right, wait a minute. Let me show you something. Hallelujah. Okay, wait a minute. I'm looking up a scripture. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to see if I can find a scripture to share with you. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All right. Y'all know, amen. I always got to back up what I say. Okay. Matthew 13:25. And it reads like this. But while everyone was sleeping, somebody say sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. sowed seeds, and went his way. Why you were sleeping? My God, hallelujah. Somebody say thank God for the Holy Spirit guarding our minds. Hallelujah. The word is that God, hallelujah. If you allow him, if you work with the Holy Spirit, if you cooperate, if you partner with the Holy Spirit. My God, hallelujah. God will give you so much peace. You got to pinch yourself and make sure you ain't already in heaven. God will give you so much peace. You got to pinch yourself and make sure that you're not already in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I want to thank God. I want to thank God for the Sabbath day that he gave me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God gave it to me. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Beloved, when we do all that we can do in a day, when we do all that we can do in a week, when the Holy Spirit says, okay, take a break, and you know it's God. Why? Because you'll be up moving around. But we want to thank God. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for the Sabbath day that he gave me. Allowed me to get up, go to church, bring the word, amen, and then go back to rest. All I had to do was warm up some food. Glory be to God that was already cooked. I've got to give you so much peace. You got to pinch yourself and see if you done already died. Why? What's happening? It's the peace of God guarding you. It ain't like the devil ain't trying to get to you. It's the devil can't get to you. Because the peace of God is guarding you. It's guarding your heart. It's guarding your mind. It's guarding your will. You are unable to be touched by evil. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for our security. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for our angels. Glory be to God. God will give you so much peace and make you feel like you're sleeping on a cloud. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? That's the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. You can't even explain it. You trying your best. Say, it feel like I'm sleeping on a cloud. People think you're getting spooky. Baby to God. Feel like I don't know how to pinch myself and see if I was already in heaven. People think it's a passive all understanding. You can't even explain it. How, my God, glory be to God. Beloved, when God's peace is ruling us, nothing can get past that divine guard. Nothing can get past that divine guard and slip into our hearts and slip into our minds without its approval. It just can't be done. This is the good news, beloved, that you have been waiting for. It means that you can refuse to allow the devil to access you. You can refuse to allow the devil to throw you into a state of panic and anxiety. You can refuse to allow the devil to push any button inside you any longer. When the peace of God is standing guard at the entrance of your heart and your mind, the devil has lost his access to your thought life. And the devil has lost his access to your emotions. Somebody tell the devil, say, bye-bye. Come on, don't be scared. Tell him, bye-bye. Glory be to God. So, beloved, when we look at this scripture in the Greek, amen, let us look at this in the Greek. And it reads, and the peace of God, a peace so wonderful that it cannot be compared to any other type of peace. A peace that stands in a category by itself and rises far above and goes beyond anything the human mind could ever think, reason, imagine, or produce by itself. Will stand at the entrance of your heart and mind, working like a guard to control, monitor, and screen everything that tries to access your mind, your heart, and your emotions. We're going to stop 15 seconds here and get a Lord of praise. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to stop right now and give God some praise. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for the peace of God. Hallelujah. Beloved, by using this word, Paul is telling us that the peace of God will keep and guard your heart and your mind. God's peace will surround your heart and your mind just as a band of Roman soldiers would keep dangerous nuisances from entering a city or from breaking into special private places. They just wouldn't let it happen. Security ain't gonna let it happen. You ain't getting up in here. You ain't getting up in here. Huh? That's what the Holy Spirit is doing. Amen. You ain't getting up in here. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. When the devil come to try to bring anxiety, when the devil come try to bring trouble and want to get you all in a frenzy, come on. The security says you ain't getting up in here. You got to go somewhere else. This is on lockdown. You ain't getting up in here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Beloved, in the same way, peace keeps fretfulness. Peace keeps that spirit of anxiety, that spirit of worry, and all the other wiles of the devil from breaking into your life. Not today. Not today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was watching somebody, I think it was Oprah, somebody was interviewing, amen, these professional thieves, amen, guys who had spent time in jail and prison, amen, for breaking in and other such crimes. And they had did their time, so Oprah was interviewing them. And the guy said, first they would surveil the house. They would surveil the house first, you know, scope it out for a couple of days, whatever, you know, watching the people coming and going. And see, they said they would never really attempt to come near a house that was well lit. They didn't look for those houses that was well lit. But anyhow, they would scope the house out And some houses, they make a determination, say, this one here is too difficult. We got to go break into another house because this one here is too difficult. I'm telling you, that's what the devil will be saying about you. When you're working with the Holy Spirit, he said, man, this one here is too difficult. The guards are too thick, man. The guards are too thick. They ain't letting us in. I'm trying to drop some anxiety down, but they ain't letting us in. I'm trying to drop some drama down. I'm trying to drop some fear down. I'm trying to put some worry down. Man, they ain't letting us in. This one here is too thick. Why? Amen. Hallelujah. Because the peace of God is guarding you. The peace of God is guarding your heart, guarding your mind. The peace of God. Peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts, shall keep your mind through Christ Jesus. Somebody needs to memorize that scripture today. Somebody needs to eat this scripture for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. And beloved, when this peace is active in your life, it surpasses all natural understanding. People can't understand it. I know what they're going through, but why they got to, I don't understand. I know they don't have no money, but I know what the doctor said. I know how the spouse is acting. I know their story. I just can't figure out why they're not upset. I just can't figure out why they're not cussing somebody out. I just can't figure out what's going on. They in there sleeping, man. Talking about they going to take a nap. Talking about they going on vacation. I can't understand it. Yeah, well, you ain't supposed to understand it because it's a passive all understanding, including yours. I invite you to come on in, amen, and get some of this peace with me because it's enough to go around to everybody. Hallelujah. This peace will protect us, beloved. It will guard us. It will keep us, and it will defend us. Nothing compares to this powerful, protective, guarding peace that God has positioned to stand at the entrance of your heart and the entrance of your mind. Hallelujah. And I'm really excited today because some stuff was happening, and I was just talking to the Lord about it, and then the scripture reveals what it was. Glory be to God. That the thing that was coming at me, amen, was stopped by the guards standing at my heart. Those guards guarding my mind and my will. And I saw it very clearly when this scripture was opened. All I could say was, thank you, Jesus. Hey, my God. Oh, it would have gotten to me. It would have gotten to me. Hallelujah. You can't take my peace, sucker, because you ain't the one that gave it to me. Somebody said that the world didn't give, and the world can't take away. Hallelujah. Beloved, as I close on this morning, when this peace, when I'm talking about the peace of God, I'm talking about an internal peace. I'm talking about a supernatural peace. Huh? When this peace operates in you, it dominates your mind, and this peace will dominate your life. And since what is inside you is what rules you, I hope you wrote that down. If not the first time, get it a second time. What is inside you is what rules you. We're teaching, we taught a message on it. We put a message on it last Sunday, and this Sunday we're teaching a series on it. If you missed it, pull it up. Beloved, peace rises up and conquers your entire being. It stands at the gate of your heart and mind, disabling the devil's ability to disturb you, to disrupt you by preventing his attacks from bypassing and slipping into your mind. The devil's going after your mind. Because to get in your mind long enough, it just slipped down to your heart. And once it gets down to your heart, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. That's why we have the helmet of salvation. But you still got to work your faith, baby. You got to work your faith. See, beloved, we have to press to enter into the rest of God. The Bible says labor to enter into his rest. Now, that's a sermon all by itself. I don't have time to teach it today. Amen. Glory be to God. I'll come back and teach it at another time when the Lord, amen, gives me permission. I'm going to just show you where to find it so you can meditate on it because you need to. Every born-again believer needs to. All right? Now, I'm going to tell you where to find it. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. There is a rest in God, amen, but you got to labor to enter into it. Hebrews 4:11, amen, and let me read it in your hand, write it down. It says, let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, lest any man fall at the same example of unbelief. Amen. But in the NIV, it says, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. We'll come back and we'll teach it. Amen. So you can have a full understanding, amen, of what that particular scripture means. Amen. But beloved, but my point today, amen, if the devil may try his best to find access to your mind and your emotions, and you best believe he's going to be trying to get in. That's his job. Don't focus on his job. Focus on yours. See? Because we just want to give God some praise this morning, beloved, for this guarding peace. Glory be to God. That will paralyze Satan's efforts. The Lord has you guarded in peace. Glory be to God. You're in a fortress of peace. You're surrounded by peace. In him we live, move, and have our being. You are immersed in peace. Glory be to God. It's like when you put an egg in a pot of water to boil it. Amen. That egg is immersed in water. Beloved, I come to tell you that you are immersed in God's peace. But you got to know it. And you got to believe it. And you got to receive it. So, beloved, please make sure. Memorize this scripture. Memorize it until you can rehearse it in your sleep. Until this scripture becomes a reality in your life. In every situation you face today and every situation you face every day, let God's supernatural peace rise up, dominate your heart. Let God's supernatural peace rise up to dominate and protect your mind and your emotions. If you're tired of the devil getting you all stirred up, if you're tired of the devil throwing you into a tizzy, beloved, it's time for you to let this supernatural peace go to work and let this supernatural peace start monitoring, guarding, and approving what does and does not get access to you. Oh, my God. You talking about FBI, CIA. Everybody can't get access to our president. Guess what? And the devil can't get access to you. Thank God. Amen for that peace that surpasses all understanding. Guarding our hearts. Guarding our minds. Guarding our emotions. Guarding our lives. Guarding our destiny, guarding our health, guarding our money. Come on, somebody. Everything that belongs to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Father God, we thank you for placing your wonderful, powerful, protective peace in our lives. We are grateful that you have positioned it to stand at the entrance of our hearts and minds, and that it dominates our minds and controls our lives. Because what is inside us rules us, we choose to let this peace rise up and conquer us. With this peace standing at the gate of our hearts and minds, we know it will disable the devil's ability to attack our emotions and will not permit his lies and accusations to slip into our minds. Thank you, Father, for loving us enough to put this powerful peace in our lives. We say thank you. We bless you and we praise you, for we ask this in all things in Jesus' name, and our soul says amen, 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 and amen again. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. That will never return unto the Lord void. Amen. But will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. Beloved, when you don't have any peace, you're in the devil's territory. When your peace is being disrupted, the devil is trying to get in, and when you don't have no peace, you're in the devil's territory. But you can choose to come out today. Amen and amen. All right, all right. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And then back tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. And so that is our agenda all this week. Lord's willing, we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. And then 9 o'clock, except for Wednesdays. Wednesdays, we will be here for Bible study. Amen. Wednesday at 8. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right. Amen, amen, and amen. And the Lord has not led us as of yet where we are going to be having our celebration this year in reference to the venue. So I'm believing God that he will make that manifest so we can know where that's going to be, a nice place. Amen. Where we can come together as a ministry, family. Amen, and have fellowship. Amen, have a nice meal and have some entertainment, a small program. Amen, and just, you know, just celebrate one another. Amen, because a lot of us, we haven't seen one another in a couple years, and some of us have never seen. Amen, so we pray to be a date and a time that would be good for everybody and that everybody would be open. Amen, someplace that's not really expensive. You know, I could have ran to a hotel. That's not really what we want to do unless the Lord, I don't know what we want to do. I say no to the hotel, but the Holy Spirit say yes to the hotel, to be at a hotel. But amen. Pray with us. Amen on that. Amen. And that's how we want to celebrate one another and celebrate our 11th anniversary. Amen on this year. Amen. All right. The end of this month. Amen. Last Wednesday, last Thursday, we're coming back again. Amen. The last Wednesday in this month. Amen. We're calling. Amen. Prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer for the universe. Prayer for the globe. Amen. The same way we did it last month. Amen. Only on a higher scale this time. And the last Thursday of this month. Amen. It's going to be for family and finances. That last Wednesday for healing. Thursday and Friday for family and finances. Amen. Mark your calendar. Amen. And thank you. Amen. For your prayers. That's it for today. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Hallelujah. God be with you, go before you, and thank God for the peace. Somebody needs to give God some praise. Because the peace that you have right now, you know you ain't always had. And if you look real hard at your situation, you wonder why you got peace in the first place. Amen. That's because, amen, hallelujah, the person who lives on the inside of us. Peace, 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 just a little bit of peace. Somebody said you don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Peace, peace, peace. Just a little bit of peace. Amen. and amen. Father God, we say thank you for our service today. Thank you for the word of God that have come forth. Thank you for the peace of God guarding our hearts. Thank you for breaking that down, Father. Thank you for breaking it down that the peace of God is guarding our hearts and like security guards, guarding our hearts, guarding our minds, not allowing the devil in, Father God, with his drama. Oh, Father God, it's such a blessing to belong to you. And we say thank you. We're just so appreciative. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Bless the prayer warriors as they pray. 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. We thank you for it, Father God. Hallelujah. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare it cannot and it will not be broken. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultlessness in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a peaceful day. Amen. Hallelujah. Peaceful life. Amen. Peace, peace, peace. Peace. Hallelujah. That is one of Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Let that Prince of Peace stand up and rule in and through you. God bless you. Love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship. And I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor, yeah, yeah. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name, 'cause you are great. You do.